Good afternoon and welcome to For the Cause of Christ, the radio ministry of the North Coast Baptist Church of Lakewood. The church is under the direction of its pastor, John Lutz. Stay tuned for a message straight and direct from the Word of God. Here now with this week's message is Pastor John Lutz.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to our broadcast today. We're so thankful that you're with us on this beautiful Friday here in Northeast Ohio. Hope that you're going to be able to get out and enjoy this beautiful, beautiful weather. And we thank you for tuning in with us today. We've got a special broadcast with us. We've got a couple of special guests with us today who we'll introduce to you here in just a few moments. Just wanted to tell you real quick a little bit about what's going on at the church. Of course, this weekend is the first Sunday of the month. And so, as always, we have a luncheon that we'd like to invite you out to. We have the morning service at 11 o'clock and then a luncheon. And then we'll have our afternoon service right after the luncheon. And so we'll spend a couple, 3 hours together and enjoy a good time of fellowship and worship. And we hope that you'll come on out and be a part of that. We will not have our Sunday night service at 6 o'clock because we moved that up to the about 1:30 area. And so just want you to be aware of that, but hope that you'll come on out and bring somebody along with you. And boy, we've been seeing so many new faces around the church house, and we're so thankful for that. And hope that you'll take us up on that offer as well. If you have any questions, you can go to our website. We've recently revamped the website, and it's so go to northcoastbaptist.org. Again, northcoastbaptist.org. You can check out all the details there. If you need to get a hold of us, you can always email us, or you can give us a call at 216-521-3800. Again, 216-521-3800. Well, as I mentioned, we've got a couple special guests with us today as election season, or at least the primaries, is winding down here. And so we've got a couple guests. I got Pastor Al Davis with me today. Brother Al, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you, Brother Lutz. Good to be with you today, and looking forward to a good program.
Yes, and I hope that you'll stay tuned. We're going to stick around for Brother Al's broadcast, which is on right after us. And we're going to kind of combine our groups together because we have with us Nathan Estruth is running for lieutenant governor with Mary Taylor, who is running for governor. And so we are pleased to have Nathan back with us today. So welcome back to the broadcast, Nathan.
Well, thank you, Pastor John. Pastor Al, I really appreciate the opportunity. It's great to be with you. How are you all today?
We are doing wonderful as long as the weather stays like this.
Beautiful weather for a change.
Whereabouts are you today? Are you down southern Ohio? Or
I am. I ended last night late in Toledo.
Okay.
I'm in southern Ohio. I got to sleep in my own bed last night, and then I'm headed up your way. Actually, tonight I've got an event in Akron, and then an event up in Independence on the radio tonight, and then I'm up northeast Ohio all day tomorrow as well.
Wow, wonderful. Well, listen, I saw you guys picked up a pretty good endorsement here in Ohio again. I think last time I talked to you, Ted Cruz had just endorsed you, and now we got you on, and it looks like the Ohio Tea Party has made the decision to go ahead and endorse you here just five days out from the election. So that's got to get you guys pretty excited.
It does. Yes, it does. The Ohio Tea Party coming in was a big boost for us, and you know, honestly, we'd seen other tea parties around the state in the Northwest and Cincinnati do it, but it was great to have the Ohio Tea Party come in. And, you know, we also got an endorsement from the Family Research Council Action Fund this week, and we also got Governor Mike Huckabee endorsing Mary Taylor and Nathan Estruth. So three very big endorsements for those who care about these issues and, you know, standing up as conservative champions. So we're humbled by that and very appreciative.
Well, and you know, reading the article, you know, it talks about the internal poll that you guys have done recently, and it looks like the margin is down to just about 10 in that with a 26% undecided. And so, you know, these next few days are probably going to be pretty important for you guys trying to get those 26%. And that, to me, is a huge percent at, of undecideds. You know, I guess I'm at a loss for words here. I wouldn't even ask. But, you know, how do you make up that ground in the next few days?
Well, and I'm not sure exactly which article you're referring to, but the poll you're referencing was from 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And the poll that we have this week, which has over a 3,000 base size statewide,
okay,
has the race at 3 points.
So, oh, wow.
40, 40-37, still with 23% undecided.
Wow.
And so, yes, this is truly up for grabs in these final days. Every voter contact matters. Every, you know, conversation that you have with a person at church or your neighbor or whoever else, it does matter because, you know, truth, we're praying will prevail. There's a lot of just vitriol and negativity in the air, and we're just praying that that, you know, the truth would shine forth and people would actually just look at the records, which is what we've tried to do, is stick to the record on this and not be personal. But it's a rough and tumble world out there, I will say.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, we see reports like a lot of our churches, of course, get voter guides and, you know, really the positions. And one of the things Brother Al and I have been talking about is really the closeness of many of the positions that you both candidates do hold. But it's really focusing on those subtle differences that make the big difference. And, you know, like, for instance, the pro-life. You know, we both know that you're both pro-life, but really, where does the Taylor Estruth, you know, campaign stand out different in that sense? Because I know you've got a lot of local county support and endorsements of Right to Life community, Right to Life groups.
Yeah, it's really important, right, to discern that difference. So, yes, Mike DeWine has been endorsed by Ohio Right to Life, and Mary Taylor has been endorsed by the Right to Life Action League of Ohio. And let's just be clear on the difference. The Right to Life Action League of Ohio is what's composed of all those local grassroots Right to Life groups like Cleveland Right to Life and Lake County Right to Life and Toledo and Cincinnati Right to Life. So they have all banded together in what's called the Right to Life Action League of Ohio. They've endorsed Mary Taylor and Nathan Estruth. And so I think one clear differentiator for folks is go back to the heartbeat bill. And the heartbeat bill, which folks may remember, passed the Ohio legislature and unfortunately, and that's an understatement, vetoed by Governor Kasich, the heartbeat bill, right? When he vetoed the bill, Governor Kasich cited Ohio Right to Life's opposition to the heartbeat bill.
Okay.
Now, that's the same Ohio Right to Life that has endorsed Mike DeWine. The Right to Life Action League that's endorsed Mary Taylor was an ardent supporter of the heartbeat bill. So, you know, there's a clear difference there. If you look at the records between those two endorsers, that gets a little bit like inside baseball, right? People get confused. And I think it's important for your listeners to understand the establishment wants there to be confusion.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's look at the record, right? The record is that if you look at who has stood on the side of life, pro-life, no exceptions, their entire life, public, private life, Mary Taylor and Nathan Estruth are there. When Mary Taylor was first elected to the legislature, she voted, she was the only woman who signed onto the bill that banned abortions, no exceptions in Ohio. Okay, so a clear difference there. Mike DeWine has stated that he has exceptions in his position. All right, so there's a clear difference there. And then if you look at the judges issue, which I think really what has moved folks, right? Mm-hmm. Mike DeWine voted for Sonia Sotomayor when he was our U.S. Senator to confirm her. And when she was nominated, right, it was very clear that she was pro-abortion. It was very clear that she was going to undermine a number of our constitutional freedoms, so much so that U.S. Senators John McCain and Mitch McConnell voted no. But Mike DeWine voted yes.
Wow.
And then more recently, Lake County Right to Life released this information about 2 weeks ago now. But the reason that our taxpayer dollars in Ohio are still going to Planned Parenthood is because of a judge named Judge Barrett, who's down here in Cincinnati.
Okay.
And the floor leader on the U.S. Senate to put Judge Barrett on the bench was none other than Mike DeWine. And so he championed him as a conservative judge, and he is the reason that the law that stops our taxpayer dollars from going to Planned Parenthood is still in effect. He enjoined that law that was passed by the Ohio legislature and signed by the governor. And so I think you have to look at the whole record on these things, and I would say you could say, well, there's not much of a difference. I'd say there's a dramatic difference, because we're in a place in our state and in our country where we need conservative champions that will really actually call for things, use the bully pulpit of the governor's office to call for the heartbeat bill and sign it. Only Mary Taylor has said that. Mike DeWine has voted consistently when things have come up in the U.S. Senate for life, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But if you look at the whole record on judges, it has been atrocious. And by the way, the governor of Ohio, Governor Kasich, has nominated over 180 judges in his time as governor. So it's not as if judges won't be appointed by the next governor. They will. And there'll be a lot of them, including a Ohio Supreme Court justice that was just put up, Mary DeGennaro. So these are important things for people to sort through on who is going to really be the champion on the side of parents and life and families.
Wow. I didn't realize the governor had appointed or selected 180 judges already. I had no idea that. That's an astounding figure and shows the importance of getting this right.
That's absolutely true. And Nathan, again, good to be on with you again. And you brought up something when you're talking about these judges and everything. Pastor Lutz and I were talking before the program. You were talking about how when Moses was leading the people out of Egypt, and as they were going through the promised land in Exodus chapter 18, it's talking about how he was, you know, hearing all the problems and things that people had, and his father-in-law came in, and basically I'm giving the short account here. He said, what are you doing? You're sitting there from sun up to sundown. He said, well, the people have problems. They need somebody to listen to and make judgments. And Jethro gave some advice that I think was tremendous advice. I think God guided him. And he made the statement here where he said in Exodus 18, verse 21, moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands and rulers over hundreds, rulers over fifties, and rulers of tens, and let them judge the people at all seasons. It shall be that every great matter they shall bring unto thee, but every small matter they shall judge, so shall it be easier for thyself, and they shall bear the burden with thee. And then, of course, he does this. And, you know, when we think about this, this is a tremendous passage that I believe that we as Bible-believing Christians should look to when it comes to voting and electing people. And I was thinking, as you were talking about the judges, the awesome responsibility that a governor has, that a president has, of, you know, in our representative form of government that we have, you're our representatives to carry out what Moses was advised to do here. As a, you know, potential public servant yourself, how do you look at that chapter in regards to the responsibilities of a government official?
Well, I think it's pretty clear, right, what you said there, Pastor Al, which is the importance, right, of of finding able men, right, that fear God. I was just pulling it up as you were talking, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them, right, to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties. So the importance of having, it reminds me of a different verse, Proverbs 29:2, I think it is, which basically speaks of, you know, when the righteous rule, pull it up, right? When the righteous rule, the people rejoice, I believe is what, the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And I think, you know, when we talk about these issues, I think discernment is the word, you know, that I look for, that in a republic in which we're in, people having discernment on who are true champions. I don't want anyone to take away that I'm in any way suggesting that our opponents are wicked, right?
Right.
What I'm saying is There is a difference in terms of having someone in office who will stand up and boldly proclaim God's truth and be a champion of it versus be kind of a check the box and occasionally do, you know, what we would hope they would do and sometimes not, right? And so that's why Ohio, you know, Right to Life Action League of Ohio chose to endorse Mary Taylor, because she's been consistently a champion on the life issue. And when you look at Mike DeWine's record on judges, it truly is a failure. It's a record where he did more in advancing Sonia Sotomayor to the bench in propagating abortion than anything he did in voting on some of the pro-life legislation that he had the opportunity to vote on. I mean, the you know, she's on the U.S. Supreme Court undermining, you know, life. And I just can't look at that and say that's a champion of life, right? And that's why we're just calling out to ask people to make sure they look at the record. And the record is more broad on this, right? I mean, not to in any way underestimate or suggest that the life issue isn't foremost. It is. For my wife and I, that was the first question as we talked with Mary Taylor about stepping into this race is, are you pro-life? No exceptions, because that was a deal breaker for us right up front. And have you championed that? And as we start to see and understand her record, then we could go deeper. But one of the other issues of our day is honestly standing up for religious freedom and rights of conscience for men and women that are small business owners,
yeah,
or pastors, mm-hmm, for Christian nonprofits, right? And so you have to look at the whole record when you think about appointing judges or electing leaders. And, you know, I thought it might be interesting just, I don't know if you all have ever talked about the Masterpiece Cake Shop case.
Yes.
That went to the U.S. Supreme Court back in December. Have you spoken about that at all?
Yeah, the Supreme Court has it.
With your,
yeah.
Yes. And, you know, that case, for those that aren't familiar, was really a case about a cake shop owner named Jack Phillips in Colorado. And why does it matter to us in Ohio? It matters because his rights were being taken away to decide, would he be able to say no to bake a cake that celebrated gay marriage?
Yeah.
And he very clearly and respectfully said, no, I won't make a cake, which I consider a work of personal expression and art, to celebrate something that the Word of God tells me is wrong. And that was what Jack Phillips said. He's baked cakes for, homosexuals for birthdays and
sure,
other things, but to celebrate gay marriage, he just couldn't cross the line, right?
Yeah.
And he's at risk of losing his business. It's taken all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. And why do I mention that? It's because in Ohio, that's what's coming after us.
Right.
HB 160,
yeah,
House Bill 160, is in the state legislature right now being advanced by businesses.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, there were a number of states' attorneys generals, in fact, 16 attorney generals across the United States filed an amicus brief with the U.S. Supreme Court on behalf of Jack Phillips, saying this is our fundamental first freedom, religious freedom and rights of conscience for him to be able to say no. Do you know that Mike DeWine was asked as the Ohio Attorney General to sign on and stand up for the Jack Phillips of the world, and he refused.
Mm.
And so as our Ohio Attorney General, he chose to stand, you know, by basically stepping away and not coming to Jack's defense against the Christian men and women in our state, just like Jack Phillips, who might run a business, might be targeted by just such sexual orientation laws. And that's not the only one. Arlene's Flowers went all the way for cert to the U.S. Supreme Court. A florist who did the same thing had a gay man that she had served as a customer for years, but when he came in and said, I want you to do the floral arrangement for my wedding, she said, this violates my religious beliefs. I can't do that. I'll make you another, you know, floral arrangement to celebrate your birthday or, right, you know, to enjoy the flowers. But to celebrate a wedding that I believe is against God's law, Arlene said no. And they have put her out of business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When other attorneys generals signed on an amicus brief to defend Arlene because they knew it would be relevant for Christians in their own states. Again, Mike DeWine, as Ohio Attorney General, refused to participate. And there's example after example of that where Mike DeWine could have done what many other Christian attorney generals had done to defend this, which is the battle of our age, and
yeah,
he has declined, right? And I think that's very relevant information as you think about the fact that only Mary Taylor and Nathan Estruth have said that for HB 160, it shouldn't be passed, but if it is, we will veto it.
Well,
we will be the firewall to protect pastors, churches, and families and parents from just such egregious attack.
Well, and that's, you know, and we only got a couple minutes here before the break, Nathan. You know, I think I mentioned to you last time we had you on, I still haven't heard back. I sent some correspondence to the other campaign because I know I talked to you about it, and you and Mary Taylor have unequivocally said this is where we stand. And it's concerning, you know, why a conversation or a response is not being given as to what position is this. So, you know, I guess human nature kicks in and you make the assumption, well, then he must not be totally for it, and which leaves it open to, you know, what is coming down the road. And I'll be honest, that's one of the big concerns that I have, is that specific issue. Having talked to Representative Antonia myself, and, you know, she's excited about this. She was saying, listen, we've got the businesses behind us this time. And I thought, man, this is going to go somewhere. And I was hoping it wouldn't, but I just don't understand why he won't come out and make a statement and say, no, we are against this. And that's concerning to me in that sense. So what do we got left? About a minute left here. So Nathan, I'm thankful that you're with us today. Thanks for taking some time with us. And I know you're going to stick on and for the next part of the broadcast here. And so we may try to dive into a few more topics there. But for those who are tuning in or just finishing up, this is for Nathan Estruth and Mary Taylor. You can check them out on their website. What's the website there, Nathan, they can go to and look up all the issues and those things, those who are still undecided?
Yeah, it's MaryTaylorForGovernor.com. Or on Facebook, you can look for Mary Taylor OH.
Wonderful. So head on over there. There's some biographies you can read about. There's some issues, the main issues that you'll see, that you can find out their position. There's some great videos on there that talk about those issues and why they hold the positions they do. And so I hope that you'll take some time out and learn a little bit about them and get to know them. So, Nathan, hang on. We'll be back after the break here. Thanks for taking some time with us, and we'll see you here in a few moments, okay?
Very good. Thank you, Pastor.
Thanks.
You have been listening to For the Cause of Christ with Pastor John Lutz from the North Coast Baptist Church in Lakewood. Pastor Lutz and the congregation would like to extend a cordial invitation for you to join them at any of their services. Sunday morning worship is at 11, the Sunday evening service is at 6, and the Wednesday Bible study is at 7 p.m. North Coast Baptist Church is located at 2051 Quail Street in Lakewood. For directions or more information, please call 216-521-3800. That's 216-521-3800. Or send an email to northcoastbaptist@sbcglobal.net. That's northcoastbaptist@sbcglobal.net. Thank you for listening. This program has been sponsored by the North Coast Baptist Church of Lakewood, Ohio.